Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. 2 minutes past 6 a.m. Happy Monday.
Tim, how are you feeling after your beatdown on the weekend?
All right. Aroa. Yes. Aroa Lieberhardt, a beautiful newsreader. She did mention just then at the end of the sport that the Gladstone Mud Crabs had a tough weekend in the AFL Capricornia.
What was the score, the final score in your football game?
Something along the lines of 322 to 0. Mate, it's not funny. It's not funny.
It is really funny. Our boss, Matthew X, went along and watched you and heckled you from the sideline.
And then I think after about 2 minutes of heckling, he was like, I think they're getting hurt enough. So he really piped down. But the crowd... For some reason, this is the first game of football I've ever played where I felt the crowd was against me.
Really?
And I am not a player of good quality that needs to be rattled mentally because I am not going to affect a team even if I'm on the top of my game.
I mean, clearly, you guys didn't score a single point.
Mate, this is not a joking matter. This is a tough situation
to
be in.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's not funny. I'm serious, mate.
320.
Mate.
How does one even score that many goals?
Drop it. I'm serious. Drop it.
Tim, after 8 o'clock, your chance to win $1,000 cash just by becoming a Hit VIP.
Me? Personally?
You can't.
Again, who is in upper management that I can speak to? Because we can't win any of these prizes.
Damn, I would seriously smash through $1,000 right now.
You would burn through $1,000. Actually, you know what? I did burn through $1,000 on Friday. Paying bills. So that's on my wish list.
If that's on your wish list, you can use it for that.
Absolutely. But talking about wasting cash, if you are wasting a little bit more cash than you think, I can tell you the type of job you need to be going for right after this. The highest paid average income jobs in Australia.
They've Radio released... announcer.
Oh, no. Did not make the top 20.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you want to earn a bit of cash... with your work, well, jump on board because this is the job train. Achoo-choo! at hit.com.au, actually, there is a list of the top 20 highest paid jobs in Australia, or highest paid industries for you to work in.
There's a bunch of Year 12 students about to finish their schooling. So listen up, friends.
Get ready. And I feel like this makes a lot of sense, especially for here in Central Queensland. So it is good to see. And remember, when I'm saying these, this isn't a specific job. This is like a field. So this is like going from the bottom field, the bottom job in that field to the top job.
Okay.
So that's why this is still impressive. For example, if you want to be popping out $5 notes like you're, I don't know, working at a paper company.
$5 notes.
Yeah, mate, that's big stuff. Mining resources and energy
is
number one. With an average yearly income of $116,000.
$116,000.
Followed closely by consulting and strategy, at $110,000. So these are all sort of even intertwined amongst themselves.
Consulting and strategy sounds like two buzzwords that you just throw together to make up a fake job.
Oh, yeah.
And take home a very real salary.
Construction, also $109,000. But... now on the other side, I'm not telling you to avoid these jobs because we would never do that because obviously if you love something and you're passionate about it, go head first, honey. But the industries with the lowest average advertised salaries.
Right.
Sports and recreation, it's $65,000.
As in like an athlete or working in sports?
I think working in sports.
Right.
Because you didn't get paid when you were playing footy. Hospitality and tourism, $61,000. Retail and consumer products, $60,000. Admin and office support, $58,000. Now, I don't know if this is more of a blight on us, but that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe we should move into admin.
Maybe
it's definitely a pay rise for us.
It'd be a promotion. you can check out the full list at hit.com.au. And if you, as Jess said, if you want to gauge where you're finishing up after year 12 this year, this list could set you up for life. Absolutely, hands down. If you had this list, would you go into mining?
Props or not.
Props.
I reckon I'd just be a liability in the mining field.
They'd pay you to not rock up to work.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up. On on Hits.
The World Cup may be over for 2018, Tim, but
yeah,
we're already
great.
Starting to look at the 2022 World Cup.
Yes.
In Qatar.
I'm very excited because every 4 years I commit to something that I absolutely fail to fully commit to by going, you know what, I will stay up to the early hours of the morning watching soccer, and then I fall asleep after the first 10 minutes. But Qatar, it's not going to be in the middle of the year. It's going to be in November. So that means, and we're in our time zone, so it's going to be normal times.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. What's not so exciting is they may have revealed that Qatar has secretly been sabotaging other countries in an effort to get their bid across.
Oh, well, this happened like in 2010 when they were bidding for 2022. Australia was hot favourite to get 2022 World Cup rights. And then they were like, huge announcement regarding Australia. They've been cheating.
Yeah, well, apparently US PR firms and ex-CIA agents were hired to spread schmear campaigns against their biggest rivals, America and Australia.
Wow.
So they basically paid a respected academic $9,000 to write a negative report on the huge economic cost of an American World Cup.
Yes. Well, they're doing it in 2026, so
it was distributed across the world to the media in an effort to like just completely get them out of the race for 2022.
Like WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Julian Assange style.
There was grassroots protests organized at rugby games in Australia, apparently.
Oh my
god. Opposing the country's bid. All these little secret goings on to make sure that Qatar was the one that won the bid.
Why do they need to be putting pressure at under-10s games in North Rocky? Like, I'm not making a decision on that. That's unbelievable.
I don't know. And I don't know how this has gotten across. And I don't know if there's any truth to all these allegations, because they are just that at the moment, allegations.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a bit of corruption going on.
Now, I'm always against corruption, and you know that. You absolutely know that. We have a staff member of the year award here at our office. Are we voted as a team or as individuals?
I think we're voted as individuals.
I'd like to move forward as a team, and then we can run a schmear campaign of our own.
You just want to take my points.
Yeah, because I haven't got any. But are you happy to run a schmear campaign
against everyone else in the office? If it worked for Qatar, it can work for us.
I have that tattooed on my lower back.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And if you thought you saw the last of Carrie Fisher and her Princess Leia, then you are wrong, my friend, because she has been greenlit for the final installment of Star Wars Episode 9.
Wow.
And you're probably thinking, how, Jess?
Hologram. Hologram
Tupac. She passed away in 2016. Well, apparently there's unreleased footage from their filming of The Force Awakens.
Sure.
And they really wanted to give her a proper send-off and a final farewell. So they'll be using that unreleased footage in the new movie.
Wow.
And she will be seen in Episode 9.
I'm trying to remember what happens to the end of her... to her at the end of The Last Jedi in the most recent Star Wars film. I can't remember. I don't know, because it'd be weird if they just got rid of the character, but also you don't want to disrespect the character and Carrie Fisher, the actress.
This is what they're saying. They said, we desperately loved Carrie Fisher, and finding a truly satisfying conclusion to the Skywalker saga without her eluded us. So they've got the blessing of the Fisher family.
To move forward with the character.
To move forward with the character.
It doesn't make sense for the character to be gone.
Yes.
And you want to do that justice, because this movie franchise has been going for 40-something years.
So they're working in old footage that wasn't seen in the last movie, and we will see Carrie Fisher again on our screens, which is so exciting because, I mean, having now officially watched the entire Star Wars franchise, Carrie Fisher is probably my favourite in the whole movie.
You just hope it's not like how television host in the United States, Jimmy Kimmel, makes those raps of like Barack Obama, where it's them from different press conferences going, you make me so good right now. Hello, haha, the Force Awakens. Like, you don't want different screenshots.
I think it'll be a little bit better than that.
I don't know, it's Disney.
Filming begins August 1st.
August
this year,
1st.
And Star Wars Episode 9 will be in cinemas December 2019.
It's too far away.
Stay tuned.
Too far away. Again, this is like that movie you were like, it's coming in 2025.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Did anyone watch Li Lin Chin's final bulletin yesterday?
On SBS News?
Yeah.
I did not. I don't watch a lot of television.
If you missed it, you have to check out her outfit. It was epic. I mean, in true Lilin Chin fashion, she brought the fashion.
Yeah.
It was a little black number, and it just looked like she'd worn a black shirt and then just wrapped herself in black plastic.
You know what Lilin Chin looked like last night?
What?
2009 Lady Gaga. Wearing baubles and meat for a dress. Look, it's different. It's a bit too different, though.
You can check out the picture for yourself at our Instagram. Just search for HitCQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
People love zoos, right? I've never been a massive fan. Do you remember going to a zoo as a child?
Yeah, we went in prep and then I think again in grade six.
Now, I feel like, and I don't think I'm wrong in saying this, but generally I would say people's favourite animals to see in a zoo would be from the continent of Africa.
Yeah, I love
lions, gorillas, zebras, giraffes, rhinos. I feel like they're the most exotic animals you can see in a zoo. For Australia, at least.
A lion once peed on my teacher.
Cool.
Miss Charmaine.
How you going? In Cairo, Egypt, there is a zoo, like most major cities have a zoo.
Sure.
Obviously, Egypt is in Africa. So you'd probably think that being an African country, maybe they would have more like North American, South American, Australian type of animals.
They've got giraffes on tap.
I feel like you don't know the landscape of Egypt. But their zoo is coming under fire. And and heed this warning, those going to the Cairo Zoo in Egypt. They claim to have zebras, but...
You're kidding.
A veterinarian, well, on a visit to the Cairo Zoo in Egypt, has gone... You have painted donkeys. Apparently in 2009, there was a shortage of zebras available to take to zoos in Cairo.
Right.
You know what they have a lot of in Egypt? Donkeys.
How has no one
and
noticed?
Face paint. Someone finally did.
Wow, and zebras look a lot like donkeys.
They were like, that's a very short zebra. Mm. It's very short. And then they've kind of gone, nuh-uh. No, it's a zebra.
It's a special species of
Trust me,
it's a
special
zebra.
Species, exactly. Would you feel betrayed? Or is that close enough that you'd be like, you know what? I'll count that as a zebra.
Yeah, I think that's close enough.
That's close enough?
Close enough.
That'll do.
Maybe they can start painting them like cheetah print as well. Yeah. Like, oh, look, we got cheetahs too.
I was going to say, at Australia's, are you going to see a possum on stilts and be like, oh, skip the kangaroo.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Before we move on, can I address something really quick between you and I?
Yeah.
I know I'm sorry for shutting everyone out right now, but why are you making fun of me for bringing in a National Geographic magazine to read?
Oh, because I just didn't think you were that intelligent. I was like, oh. I expect you to walk in with a TV Week.
How dare you? I would rather you call me the C word.
When you roll on in with a Nat Geo under your arm, I'm like, what's going on here?
Mate.
There's something shady afoot.
I've been learning. And as I was telling you, Russia has 174 million acres of untouched national wildlife and parkland.
Where you pulled that from?
That's where I pulled it from. It's on page four. Haven't got far.
I reckon next you'll be rolling in with a Time magazine.
No way. I'm not a knob.
Where did you even get a Nat Geo from?
I've got a
from?
Subscription.
What?
I've had one since
when?
Since Chrissy. It's my Chrissy present from my girlfriend.
All right. We all know you subscribe to Women's Weekly. You don't have to pretend that you read Nat Geo.
Yeah, they stuffed up the subscription. So I'm just doing the best with what I can.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Should you go to work if you know full well that you are sick?
Now, I understand that I am probably a very large hypocrite.
Mm.
But
you and I both.
Yes. Full stop. Don't need to move on. But no, I fully believe that if you are properly unwell with something that's contagious, stay at home. Not today. That is not
You've
okay.
You've literally told me off when I've come into work. You've had a chat.
Yeah.
When I've come into work with no voice, you yell at me because we're trapped in this room.
Yes.
That has no windows.
Nope.
It's completely sealed for audio purposes.
Yep.
So it seals in all the bacteria as well.
Absolutely.
Which means whenever you get sick, I get sick. And whenever I get sick, you get sick.
I have been very lucky since I got my tonsils out 5 years ago. I think I've only been sick four times.
Right.
And
three of them
are from you.
Yeah,
so I fully endorse staying home while you have these bugs.
Well, the reason I ask this, Tim, is because We have had several people coming through the hit offices of late.
If you're listening right now, this has probably happened to you. It's winter.
Mm.
People get the coughies, the sniffles. It happens. It's happened to everyone.
Something that's going around Gladstone in particular is the good old Big G, Gastro.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yes.
Gary doesn't like being called that anymore.
Gary Gastro has been coming into this very office. We had someone walk in the building that had gastro. And immediately I started disinfecting everything. Walls, like cupboards, anything that she would have touched.
Dan Murphy's loved it.
She knows who she is.
We bought that much vodka, just disinfecting the place. They were like, what party are you having?
We usually disinfect on a Friday, disinfecting Fridays. It's something initiative that another member of the team has brought in.
And I love it.
It's great. But at the moment, we've been disinfecting every day because there's too many germs coming into the office and I'm sick of it.
I honestly think if you are that unwell and you've got the G's, if you've also got like the flu, stay home.
Stay home.
Stay home. Don't respect the system. You don't want to get, because you know what? It comes on to the manager. A responsible manager would delegate and say, no, this is too high of a risk for the rest of the office. You will be sent home. I don't care if you are critical to this job. you will do nothing and you will go home.
13, 12, 16, should you go to work if you are sick? Try and give me a scenario where that would be okay.
Yes. I'm trying to think. I can't think of any. I can't think of any. 13, 12, 16, should you go to work when you're sick?
Should you go to work if you are sick? I believe you shouldn't, but try and prove me wrong.
That's what we love. If you are contagious, absolutely. If it affects your job directly as well, I feel like, say if you come in and you have been shouting and screaming, you've been to the footy on the weekend.
I've done shows before where I have not had a voice.
And I feel like you shouldn't come in because purely 100% of your job is your voice.
It's annoying to listen to. It really is. And that's why I try and protect my voice.
A healthy you is not much better.
But, oh, wow. Ouch.
Hey, mate, that's a sickness in itself. But we have been asking. Proper diseases like gastro.
Yes.
The G word.
Gastro has been brought into this hit office. You and I have avoided it so far.
I haven't left the studio in 5 days.
We've been disinfecting everything that we got. Just a Glen 20 can in our hands and constantly throughout the office.
And it happens to everyone. And on 13, 12, 16, we've got Nick from Gladstone. Nick, should you go to work when you're sick?
No, stay at home.
Yes.
Just making everyone else sick.
Smart. Plus, it's too big of a risk. Yeah.
It is. It's a massive risk. And it's flu season at the moment. We've got about 2 people in our office that keep turning up and they're using all the tissues and they're just going to end up making me sick.
Yeah, and they keep complaining, Nick, all the time.
You know, Nick, have you got a bit of a sore throat, mate?
I may have woken up a little bit.
The plague has got you, Nick.
The pot is calling the kettle black. Are you going to work today, Nick?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you hypocrite.
Oh, everyone else can't go to work, but Nick is allowed. No,
it's just a chesty cough.
The other people affect me, so that's the issue.
Exactly. It's their fault, Nick, and now you need to give it back to them.
Now you're stuck in the matrix of sickness. Thanks for your call, Nick.
Thanks, James.
And we got James from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. James, should you go to work when you're sick?
Definitely not, mate.
Definitely
all
not.
You do is make everybody else sick, and then the poor boss has got to, you know, not only give you a day off, he's got to give everyone else a day off.
See, it comes back to what I was saying earlier about being a responsible manager would handle this situation quickly, swiftly, and get it done with. Have you been struck in the heart with this one, mate?
Oh, mate, you know, like, I just ring the boss, and I say, boss, I'm not feeling too good today, and he's like, yeah, had the day off, mate.
It's a pretty trusting boss, though. Like, a lot of people would come...
boss, E.T.?
he's so laid back. He's like, mate, just have the day off.
You've got to be smart.
You know, if you come in, I'm going to have 5 people off. So I just want you to sit back and relax, and then everything will be sweet.
Smash out that new series of Orange is the New Black on Netflix. Put your feet up.
Yeah. Actually, I might even hit him up for some money to go and see a movie.
Yeah.
Just have a budget for being sick. Be like, all right, how am I going to get better? Anyway, thanks for your call, James.
I honestly think that I want James's boss.
You want James's boss?
Yeah, he sounds like a top bloke.
Yeah, our boss isn't a top bloke. He was laughing at me this weekend.
I wasn't saying that.
Oh. I shouldn't have either then.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh. joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. Dean, you've got a little update on Demi Lovato for us?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, so I've got some good news. The good news is that she's recovering very well. She's still in hospital. Still there. I know, what has it been now? Over a week. Anyway, she is being visited every single day by Wilmer Valderrama, who is, of course, her ex-boyfriend of 6 years. He's visiting her every single day. And what we do know is that she did overdose, but they haven't confirmed what it was. And that when she gets out of the hospital, after she's recovered, because she was unconscious. That's a lot for the body to take on. You know? When she gets out, she will be admitted to a different rehab facility. She's not going to the same one she went to last time. She's going to a different one. Long story short, apparently, essentially, the last one didn't work. Can't really, don't know another way to put it, really. Wow. They're going to try a different facility treatment with some different tactics and strategy.
I mean, it's so sweet that her ex is gone. I don't think I've got a single ex that would come and visit me in hospital.
Oh, no. I don't have current family members that would visit me in hospital, let alone that.
But mine would put me in hospital.
Yeah.
They'd be like...
It is good to see that things are moving forward with her. Hopefully her health does improve, and it's good to see that she's got people around her that do care. So thank you very much for that, Dean.
Exactly. Always good to chat. Bye, guys.
See you, mate.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
So much disrespect coming from this side of the desk, Tim.
Your side?
No, your side.
You said this, so ha-ha, I've already got you. What's up, bud? What's up?
Friday, you took one of our limited edition Tim and Jess mugs.
Got it in my hand.
You used that mug and said, it'll be fine. Yeah. I can wash it later and we can still give it out.
We were at the coffee club on Gundoon Street in Gladstone, and I thought, you know what, we'll take some mugs down, we'll give them away to some listeners. Mm. But I don't drink coffee, and I thought, I'll just pour my drink into this, I'll clean it after the show, and we can still give it away at a later date.
We absolutely can't. You have to stop taking our giveaways and using them for yourself.
This is only because I stole one of the water bottles as well last week. Before I did my burpee challenge.
We did not put that one back in rotation to give away. So I don't know why we would give away a used mug.
I've cleaned it properly.
I don't care
twice.
How much you cleaned it. Now it's a secondhand mug.
No, it's not a secondhand mug. It's almost cleaner than the mugs that we give away because it has been cleaned. The other ones just sit in a box with styrofoam wrapped around it.
I think it's absolutely disgusting that you would do that to our listeners.
Mate. It's limited edition. It's even more limited edition now because it literally has my DNA. Oh. It was once. It's not on it because I cleaned it, remember?
No one wants
it. It used to
Tim
have my DNA
Bulch
on it.
Cooties.
It's not cooties if it's rare. Then it's a disease.
Do you think that we can actually give that mug away now?
Yes.
That you've used it. It's a secondhand mug.
I spoke to HR. They seem pretty chill about it.
When did you speak to HR?
I had a pretty quiet weekend. Honestly, 13, 12, 16. These mugs are limited edition.
Right.
Do you want the dirty mug? 13, 12, 16.
No one's going to want the dirty mug.
I've got it here in my clean hands. I will disinfect it again. I will literally rinse it in, like, disinfectant, if you think. I will drown it in vodka. I will set it alight. I'll do anything.
I don't care if you put it in bleach. I ain't using that mug. It's secondhand.
I don't think there is an issue with giving this away. I think that you are trying to stifle me and the beautiful people of Central Queensland, and you're trying to steal them out of a mug. Because what happens to this mug if we can't give it away? I wonder where it's going to end up. Your pantry, mate. I'm ahead of you.
Mate,
I know what's
I've
going
got a
on.
Tim and Jess mug. I'm not planning on giving away my Tim and Jess mug.
All right, well, 13, 12, 16, do you want the dirty mug? Oh, the phone's going.
No.
13, 12, 16, do you want the dirty mug? Could be yours. It's Tim and Jess here. Thank you. Oh, my God. In the middle of a hotly contested debate. Apparently, I'm a grot for trying to give away a limited edition Tim and Jess mug. Branded. Yeah. There's only 50 of these in existence.
I know, and that's why I was filthy at you for getting it so filthy on Friday. You've used the mug, and now we can no longer give it away.
No, but I cleaned it twice.
Show me how clean it is. Show me the inside.
It looks like it hasn't been used.
It does look like it. I'm not convinced that's the one you used on Friday. Don't spit it again.
It's triple clean now. You know what? You're the type of person, you look at an expiry date on a food and you go, oh, you can't have that now.
Yes.
It's expired. You're such a softy. You're so 2018. I'm here living in the 90s, eating food that's expired, using mugs with poo in it. I don't care, mate. You're so precious.
We got a message through on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. Chase has said, don't say the mug is secondhand. You now say it's a collector's mug from Tim himself.
Exactly. There's only one of those. But we have had Bruce from Calliope call through on 13, 12, 16. Bruce, this beautiful dirty mug, this beautiful
collector's edition
mug, do you think people are being a bit precious? Like, is this mug still good to go?
Not a bloody thing, mate. I'll put my mouth on.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Bruce, you want to put your mouth where Tim's mouth has been?
Well, not necessarily. I'm on the other side of the cup.
He doesn't know which side I've drank from. Bruce, do you think that Jess is just being a little bit precious and pedantic? Like, it's just a sip. Like, have you got a mug at home that, like, your partner or your kids use? You just clean it. It's fine for the next sip.
Mate, I've eaten Mars bars at my daughter's lip. Like, no different.
Oh,
it's people like you, Jess, that sicken me. Bruce and I...
I wouldn't even put my pens in that cup.
Bruce and I are here living our best lives. Yes, this might not be an untouched mug, but it's still a beautiful mug and we don't want to waste it. And Bruce deserves this kind of treat. Bruce, you know what? I'm going to give you the dirty mug.
You're a bloody gentleman, you know that.
I am a bloody gentleman. Bruce, we've got your name. We've got your phone number. We are going to... Bruce, put us on hold.
Bruce?
He's put us on hold. It's because he's telling family. It's all right. We've got his info. We've got everything. Bruce.
You can't put a radio station on hold, Bruce.
That's our job, Bruce.
We'll call Bruce.
Yeah, we'll call Bruce.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And if you want your share of $2.5 million, you could get it within minutes.
Hands up. Yep. Sorry. I'll take that.
Australians are being urged to check and see if they're owed any lost wages because there's $2.5 million sitting in a trust fund held by a Fair Work Ombudsman.
You need to reword that because it makes me feel like I personally am owed $2.5 when I could be owed $30.
Well, the average entitlement is around $250. So that's not a little bit of money.
That's like 28 pizzas.
All you have to do is go to the website. You can find the link on our Hit page. Just search for hit.com.au.
Sure.
And you can check if you have lost any wages there. You just put in your surname. You put in the company that you worked for. See if they owe you any cash.
It's dangerous because then finger pointing.
2 minutes pointing, is all it takes and you could be $250 up.
Hey, boss person, where's my cash? Where's my cash? They go, no, you didn't fill this out. And then now people are getting fired because of you,
Look,
Jess.
I don't know how you go about making your claim, but that's not my job. All I'm telling you is you can check. There's a website where you can check. It takes less than a minute.
That's like you going, hey, guys, let's go rock climbing. I have no idea what I'm doing, but just go. You never know. You could do well.
The last employer I had that wasn't like just a casual business was sure. Kmart. I worked at Kmart for like 3.5 years.
Wow, big
and
dollars.
So I checked to see if Kmart owed me any money.
Did you?
They don't. Just FYI.
Probably because I didn't pay you. That is not a stab at national Kmart branding. That was just a little joke between Jess and us.
I still want to be your promoter. hit.com.au. Go and check it out for yourself as well as everything else that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I don't know if you are as susceptible to Instagram and Facebook ads as I am, but...
Absolutely not.
I often get fooled into buying things straight off my Insta feed.
Sure.
And a couple months ago, I invested for the show... in some face slimmers.
Face slimmers? Are you saying that I got a fat face, mate?
No, I'm just saying this is the product description. The face slimmer.
Hold on.
The face slimmer is a simple solution to the timeless problem of sagging facial skin muscles that need a daily lift.
It's my number three concern. Oh my word, what is this made out of?
Instead of getting surgery for a facelift, you just put this little rubber mould in your mouth.
Mate, if
and you
is,
just move it around.
So I'm assuming I'm going to put one and one together here that you want me to put this in my mouth and
try
it. Well, you've got one too.
I've got one as well.
If this is a trick that you've like put this in your butt or something.
No, it's fully wrapped. I gave it to you brand new. I bought one for each of us because I thought, you know, we use our mouths a lot.
All right.
Why not train our muscles so that we can enunciate a little better?
Sure. So this is going to improve my weather reading, your trending now information and just the overall, okay, I'm all for improvement on the show. Do you want to give it a crack?
I want to give it a crack. I've not tried these. It's got like a little, it looks like red lips. It's got a little lip on it. So I think you put this lip inside.
Sure.
And then all you have to do is move up and down. But I thought instead of just, you know, moving our lips around, maybe let's do something we do a lot on this station. play some Ed Sheeran.
I've never heard of him.
And
is he on Triple J? I've never heard of him.
And I'll sing along to it with the face right. slimmer in.
So this is why you asked me to get Ed Sheeran music.
Yes.
All right. So do you want to put it in?
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how well I'm going to be able
all right,
to talk
with so this get ready to hear the worst radio.
It's really uncomfortable.
All right. Are you ready? Have you got the lyrics to Shape of You up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Hit it.
Here we go.
Get it, son. Long intro.
Go.
Oh, is this it? The cloud is in the best place to find the light, and the light is where I go. Isn't my friend? Am I doing it? Does it sound? It really hurts. Like, it hurts the inside of my lips.
All right. You've had a shot.
You're going to go. I'm going to take this out.
Should it go inside the teeth?
Yeah. No, outside the teeth.
Okay.
Outside. Yeah. Yours are upside down.
Okay. That's okay.
You got it upside down.
That's all right. So you want to eat a... I'll have a crack now.
You give it a crack. You look like a monkey.
Thank you.
Give it a crack.
Just talk. Just second.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't realize it's a long intro again. Oh.
The cloud is the place to find a love, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drink a fast, and then we talk slow. And you can either start off a conversation with Justin, and trust me, you'll get a chance. Now take a hand and stop, put your hand on the jukebox, and then we start to dance.
Okay, that's enough.
You want to each other.
I've never seen so much of your teeth before.
I have bad bottom teeth. I was so much better than you than that. 10 times better.
Better?
I feel like you're going to get the best leather you'll ever hear in your life.
I don't know what you just said, but sure.
I am so sorry.
Please take those out. Please.
Post Malone now. $5 sign. Psycho. 8:41. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Been on the other side of 9, your chance to win $1,000 because Alpha Bucks is back, baby. Do you want to have a thought?
Oh, I thought we were playing.
No, we're not playing till after 9 a.m. I've never seen a look of fear on your eyes that strong before. But, Jess, I want to use you
I'm
as
so
an,
awake.
You want to, I want to use you as an example for those that might not remember how Alpha Bucks runs.
I mean, I've been practicing in the off season,
yep.
Tim. I've got the Alpha Bucks app.
Yep.
I'm on it all the time.
10 questions. You have to answer them all with the same letter.
Mm-hmm.
Today's letter we're going to practice with is M for my oh M. My. Why didn't Jess speak just before? You have 30 seconds to
okay.
answer as many of these questions as you can. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. Hit me.
Your time starts now. Name a cuisine.
Microwave meals.
Name a flavor.
Mexican.
Two-letter word.
Me.
A gender.
Male.
A beach.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Monica.
A musical.
Pass.
A famous boxer.
Pass.
A shop.
Pass.
A drink.
Mojito. Tim, where am I asking my question?
That was all of them. You passed them too quick. You passed them too quick.
I mean, I didn't get any of them right.
Oh, my
word. I got
word.
A few right there.
What happened?
Which ones did I get wrong?
You got male, me, and Mexican.
Okay.
The rest you either passed or got wrong.
What's a boxer's name starting with M?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was pretty interesting. It's really hard. Okay.
See, it is
it's harder when you're under this pressure.
But if you answer all questions correctly, then you get $1,000. Every day after 9 a.m., your opportunity to win.
Not so easy.
No.
When the shoe's on the other foot.
The last 2 minutes of radio has been so bad. I am so sorry. On that note, we got to get out of here
for
today.
Time for my nap.
We're going to be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. as we always. And we are opening up the courtroom of Tim and Jess, the only time we argue for the whole week.
And then we get it out the way and then we bottle it up inside until next Tuesday.
Yes, that's why we resent each other so much. Have a great day across central Queensland. As I said, we're going to be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. But until then, hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.